The Environmental Protection Agency will announce rules today intended to reduce air pollution nationwide. 490 counties will be designated as having unhealthy levels of smog. Included in these counties are some of the nation's most popular national parks, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Back in the 1930s, when the Shenandoah National Park first opened, visitors who climbed the park's high vistas could see clear to the Washington Monument, some 65 miles away. That's not the case today, says John Stanton, an advocate with the environmental group Clear the Air. Standing on the grounds of the monument, he explains smog and haze impede the view.
In recent years, the air pollution has gotten so thick, something called regional haze, that oftentimes you can only see 2 to 3 miles from the park, or at most 10 to 12 miles on a summer day.
Restoring clean air is a congressional mandate, but it's a tall order. 18 of the 28 national parks, which monitor for smog, have tracked increased levels of pollution in the last decade. In some parks, including Joshua Tree and Yosemite in California, increased development outside the park borders has brought more pollution from cars and trucks. In many others, power plant pollution, which can come from hundreds of miles away, is the big concern. Jill Stevens coordinates the National Parks Conservation Association's Clean Air Campaign in the Smoky Mountain region.
Starting in the mid-50s and on forward, a lot of our coal-fired power plants were built. Emissions from these plants are largely responsible for the unnatural haze that obscures views in the Smokies.
In 1990, Congress ordered problem industries to use the best technology available to reduce pollution, but implementation was delayed by legal challenges. EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt says he's moving ahead with a new cleanup plan. He says it builds on the lessons the Bush administration has learned about the importance of giving states and the energy industry the flexibility they need to implement environmental standards.
Needlessly complex regulations are roadblocks to clean air. We learned that using collaborations, that creating incentives and a direct focus on results, accelerates our efforts to clean the air. That's new thinking.
Leavitt says it's this sort of thinking that's led to the cleanup of the Grand Canyon, an initiative he was involved with when he served as governor of Utah. He explains when local industry groups collaborated with state governments and environmentalists, a plan to rid the canyon skies of brown haze was born.
That's our aspiration in every park in this country. We deserve as a people to have healthy air and to be able to enjoy the spectacular view that comes at the Grand Canyon or the Smokies or the Shenandoah or Yosemite or any of the others that suffer a similar challenge.
Environmentalist John Stanton agrees a national plan of action is needed, but he's wary of Leavitt's approach.
Unfortunately, with the current Bush administration, anytime there's any ambiguity in these cleanup requirements, EPA always interprets the ambiguity in favor of polluting interests and contrary to the interests of clean air.
It's unfair criticism, says Dan Redinger of the Edison Electric Institute, a trade association of power companies. He says his industry will clean up. He defends the EPA plan as one that gives power plants the freedom to decide the best way to meet the new standards.
This is critical if we are to reduce emissions in a way that really is as cost-effective as possible and that maintains electric reliability.
Administrator Leavitt will formally announce details of new clean air rules, including a stricter 8-hour ozone standard, later today. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.